Good morning.
The Morning Playhouse.
What a fascinating cross-section of humanity.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
I always thought we were like specimens in a human zoo.
Y94.
Oh. 6:31 in the morning, 54 degrees in Fargo-Moorhead. Playhouse in the morning, Zero, Rat, and Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Now, Maggie announced on the show yesterday that she has found a more lucrative paycheck elsewhere in town, so she will be leaving us towards the end of the week. Now, here's what I ask you, Maggie. First of all, don't just cut us out entirely of your lives. Stop by occasionally.
Well, yeah.
Secondly, I mean, eventually, we're going to have somebody slide into that chair on a semi-permanent basis, I think. Do you think you could guide both Rat, myself, but mostly that young woman to handling these Love Doctor letters?
I can try. Some of them are so out there that I don't even know how to answer them, but I will try my best.
Because I really like the segment, and I don't want it to be done. So I need you to train somebody, probably not necessarily Rat or myself,
you guys
to
do
handle
well.
This.
You do well.
I mean, we
give yourself some credit.
We're okay. Personally, I kind of enjoy what you have to say, though. So if you could just take your brain and stick it in someone else.
I'll leave notes.
Did we establish yesterday if your identical twin sister wants your job?
You know, she's already got a job that it's pretty much the same hours as mine. So I don't know that she'd be able to. You know, I think she likes where she's at right now.
Would that bother you?
Not at all.
If your identical twin sister took your job?
No.
And your name?
Yeah.
And my name? No, not at all.
Hey, Maggie's just a little different. I can't quite put my finger on it. I don't know.
As long as she's not better.
Right.
Then I think I'd be like, okay, you're done. Get out.
Well, we would never tell her.
Well, yeah.
Tell you.
Right. Tell me, yeah.
Anywho, Maggie the Love Doctor, Eric says, my girlfriend has developed what I would consider to be a foul odor for the past few weeks. I don't honestly know if she can tell, but it's definitely affecting our love life in some obvious ways. Do I flat out tell her or beat around the bush?
Well, I don't know that there's any easy way to bring that up. You know, beat around the bush all you want, it's still going to be harsh for her to hear. But
you could go buy some, like, what is it called? What is the Summer's Eve?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that the
but
commercial?
Then she'd be like, excuse me, what is, you know, what are you trying to say here? But
I bought you some soap.
Well, right. But there really is no easy way to beat around the bush. But if it's actually affecting that as much as you say it is, then it might be worth saying something.
How would you like for a gentleman to tell you?
I honestly have no idea.
I really care for you, but you stinky.
That sounds like a recorded message for when you're out of town.
Right. Like, okay, I'll be back on Monday, but by the way, can you please do something about this?
What if there's like a sneaky way to give her some Summer's Eve or whatever, where you have flowers, massage oils, and you just kind of sneak it in there among the collection of things?
I don't know that there is any way to do that. There's no easy way to beat around the bush with that.
With a post-it note that says, use this first. And perfume. Anyway, so we're just going to go ahead and say,
I think it's worth saying something. I just don't know how you bring it up.
Very tactfully.
Yes.
And with a few feet
very,
between
very
you.
Carefully.
And
yes.
A nut cup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At least a jock strap. Keep it in place while she's kicking. Timothy says, Maggie, I went on a date with a woman recently who looks significantly different from the profile picture that she posted on the dating website that we met on. I'm not sure if I should go out with her again because while she was nice enough, I do feel like she lied to me. Is that alone a reason to just stay away? She is a bit heavier than the picture would have let on. Normally, it would not have bothered me, but the fact that she lied to me definitely does. What do you think?
I think it depends on how significantly different it is. I mean, if it's a picture of her and not like of some random... I mean, if it's clearly not the same woman...
You're not Angelina
Jolie.
Then
no, I don't think I would. But if she was nice enough and you had a good enough time, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's just something... If you really want to be that shallow for not going out with a girl because she's a bit heavier, then leave the poor girl alone.
You know, dating and just in general, it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. And then now that you're on display on this profile you just put out there for the world to see, it's probably pretty common that people find their absolute best photo.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's just a matter of she did it, you women, you love the angles.
There, we have our good sides. Uh-huh.
There are certain ways that, and every girl is different. Uh-huh. Every woman is different. Where she likes to hold the camera, it's a little above her or to the side, or whatever the case might be, to get like that best shot possible. Mm-hmm. You can't just not date her because she used angles.
See, and it just depends on how old. I mean, if the picture's 10 years old, then okay, that's another story. But like, if she gained a few pounds, I really don't see the issue with it.
I got news for you, Timothy.
People lie in their dating profiles.
Go figure.
Or better than lie, they accentuate the positive.
What do you mean you don't like golfing? No. By the way, a best angle, definitely just a little bit above you. The above shot hides the double chin. Learn that one.
Makes you focus on something that's below the double chin.
Oh, sure, for the female shot. Sure. And your last one today, Love Doc, comes from Tessa. I recently caught my husband, if you catch my drift, with a photo of me in the bathroom. A 11 years ago pre-kids photo. It hurts my feelings that such an old photo is being used, and I can't decide if that's something that should bother me. Would it bother you?
I think I can see where it kind of makes you self-conscious just because it's an old photo, but at least it's your photo.
Yeah.
And I mean, if it's something that hurts your feelings, you could bring it up or maybe go take some new photos.
Sure, take them some new photos.
We've talked about the boudoir pictures and spice it up a bit.
Meow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and you kind of raise you mentioned this just as you started there.
Uh-huh.
It could have been somebody else.
Right.
It could have been a Victoria's Secret catalog or whatever dirty website. The fact that it is a photo of you, you kind of wonder where you were and what you were doing that he didn't just come looking for you, I guess.
That's true.
But if he's going to do that activity, what better photo to do it to than to one of his wife?
Maybe it's his favorite picture of you. I don't know. At least it's you.
See, and comparatively, for how many guys, what guys out there, their secret stash is a photo of their wife from 11 years ago?
Sure.
Right.
That's kind of sweet, actually. In like a weird, dirty, demented way.
Yeah.
But I can see where she could feel a little self-conscious because it was before the kids and so long ago, but I think she's overreacting.
If he was looking at, like, a Toys R Us catalog at My Little Pony's action figures, then I'd be like, okay, this is horrible.
That's a whole different conversation.
It's time for you to run away from the situation.
Brony.
Exactly. He really likes them little ponies. Mm. This has been Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case to loving you.
I like that one just accentuated how badly we need you to train somebody in.
Oh, yeah.
Because Rat and I just gave crap for answers. And I think you made a bit of sense.
Okay.
So get this woman around, you need to come in and just kind of work with her.
Okay.
Can you do that?
I can.
Turn her into a mini Maggie, though I don't know how much more mini she can be.
Hey! Get up!
The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
Y94.
Playhouse in the morning, 194, the number one hit music station. Zero, Rat, Maggie in studio, good morning. You know, I tell you, it's a rarity that Maggie the Love Doctor has any controversy or any sort of debate or anger or rage after it. But we have seen, especially in the text club this morning, a couple of people that are like, on that very last one there. Now, if maybe you just tuned in, maybe you just got in your car. We did Maggie the Love Doctor a couple of minutes ago, and one of the emails was a woman who was concerned because her guy, her husband, was spending some time in the restroom. And it was a photo from 11 years ago, a pre-kids photo of her. And it kind of hurt her feelings, I think, because it's such an old photo. And lots happened to her life and her body since then. And she's like, oh, I wish it was at least a recent photo. And Maggie kind of kicked off the insight that, well, at least it was you.
Right.
And not Cameron Diaz or whoever.
Right.
It could have been some, you know, XXX.com. That's a lot of X's. It could have been something else. And you had something to say about it, too. Hi.
Hey, yo. Why is it that a lot of women have an issue with men doing that with a picture or using porn or something?
I don't know. You tell us. What do you think the issue is?
I have no idea. I listen to you guys a lot, and that is something that comes up a lot. It's, I seen my boyfriend, I caught my boyfriend in the bathroom with, his phone, and he was doing this, or he was looking at a magazine and doing that. What's the big deal? He's at home.
Uh-huh.
You should be happy he's at home and not, like, running amok on the street.
So in your mind, that self-attention, we'll call it, the just that private time, that's better, obviously, than him running around cheating on you.
Yeah. You're mad because he's looking at a picture of you? Come on. What's underneath your bed?
Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he too could be reading 50 Shades of Grey alone in the bathtub with a cup of wine and candles lit across the room and whatever else happens past that. I guess I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Rat, some of those texts, there's a lot of them. Maybe just select a couple if you could.
Somebody pointing out that the same thing, basically. Why is it a problem if it's a photo of you? There could be lots worse things that he's looking at. Somebody else said, maybe you just need to use photos of him from back in the day, or ask him to wear his high school Letterman's jacket. Then he'll understand how weird it is. Another one pointing out, it's his alone time. It shouldn't matter. Sometimes guys just need their alone time.
Nothing to do with this, but did anybody else have a moment where when they're in high school, they're like, wow, it'd be really cool to have one of those jackets, but they didn't have anything to put on there. And I just decided against it because I was like, well, I'd like to represent. I would like to feel cool and have this. I would feel really neat in having this jacket. However, it's also a giant advertisement that's like, I'm involved and talented at nothing. I have no involvement, no skills, and aww, I didn't even try. My jacket. It would have to just say did nothing on there. Like, I don't know what you put on there. Mm-hmm. Do you have a Letterman's jacket and you have nothing on there? Did you get one and why? I would love to know. If you actually bought one and you have nothing to put on there, tell me why. Because I couldn't rationalize back in the day. I really wanted one.
Right.
They were moderately affordable to get, but I didn't have a damn... Well, it's even more affordable when you don't have anything put on there.
Yeah.
But I had nothing to put on there at all. Did you do the jacket at all for high school back in the day?
No, uh-uh.
Would you have stuff to put on there?
Yeah, there was a couple things, but I didn't want one.
I mean, the loser clubs, what I put on mine. Put two on there for my two friends I had. You and you. Did you have a jacket?
I did have a jacket.
Well, you were involved in a couple things, weren't you?
Yeah, but mine was like a mix of like semi-cool, but not really cool.
It wasn't cool at all, was
with
it?
Not cool things.
Yeah.
Like journalism.
Yeah.
You know, high school yearbook club, theater, speech and debate. There was things like cross country, which I think was the one thing that kind of legit, like,
it redeemed it, yeah.
Right.
Kind of a sport, even though it's like, here, go run for 5 miles.
Yeah.
Like, that was the basis of my sport activities.
I would argue, and not that I don't want to belittle your or anyone else's accomplishment, because I am impressed that you were involved in that. I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that given the right incentive, anybody can run pretty fast.
It's not how fast the cross country, it's how far.
Yeah,
I could definitely not do the distance.
If like that guy that shoots off the gun to signify the start of the race was chasing me with said gun, I'm going to win that thing. I just need incentive.
You don't have to be good. You just have to be on the team.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you tell me, there's a guy back there with a gun and there's dominoes at the finish line. I win.
Right.
I'm in. I'm done.
And for me, like the stuff I liked wasn't like lettering stuff. Like I was actually brought to the cross country team because I regularly did 100-mile bike races.
Sure.
And
good Lord,
they for some reason thought that translated into running, which it really did not,
what
by the way.
What happened to you? What happened?
It's when you realize as you get older, like, why am I doing this?
Right.
I used to do this for fun.
Yeah.
Well, I do agree. Nobody has ever come up to anybody in the hallway of a high school, slugged them on the shoulder and was like, hey, bro, I'm also involved in journalism. So I can see why you didn't get the jacket. I understand.
Now is the time to declare yourself.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Do not be fooled by their cuteness.
Wake up.
Y94.